North America and go to the motherland. We go to South Africa. As y'all know, I can hardly have one playlist without somebody from South Africa. I bring to you Dr. Toomey, who is a medical doctor, unlike Dr. Dre. He actually spent 6 years in medical school and has his degree and also runs a private practice out of his, I believe it's north of Pretoria, South Africa. Now, he is not only a medical doctor, but he is also the son of a priest. And so his father insisted that he go into the medical profession. He abided by his father's wishes, but the calling of ministry was just too much for him. And so he decided at the age of 30 to go into the music industry. And he's been able to straddle both his careers quite well. And in light of everything that's happening with the coronavirus, he has also offered his help to the country, announcing on Twitter, "Hi fam, I want to play a part in helping our government with the fight against coronavirus. Starting this Friday, I will be volunteering my time for free at one of the local hospitals at their COVID-19 unit during 21 days. And that was last March. His efforts have been highly appreciated by fans all over. Now, Dr. Toomey's real name is Toomey Sang Makweya, and as well as being a family man, he has also been one of the only gospel artists to fill out the Johannesburg Stadium, which holds over 20,000 people. That was the Ticket Pro Dome in Johannesburg. And just a little interesting fact about him: he was approached by the Illuminati to join back in July 2019, and said no thank you because he preferred to keep his ministry simply his ministry. Here he is with a song that has become wildly popular, which he recorded in English, Swahili, Shona, and Yoruba to make sure that everybody got a little piece. It is called Wafika, and Wafika means he came. Who came? Jesus came. And so the chorus of the song says, he came to me, and I found eternal life through him. And so this is Dr. Toomey as the last song on my playlist with Wafika.
Wafika give it. Oh, oh, oh. And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit present the inspirational word of the day.
How are you coping? Life isn't static. It doesn't just stand still for us. Life is ever changing, and we have to learn to adjust to those inevitable changes. We have to learn to accept what is, let go of how things used to be, and have faith in the future possibilities. You may not be able to change your circumstance, but you certainly have the power to change how you respond to the circumstance. Virginia Satir said, "Life is not what it's supposed to be. It's what it is. The way you cope with it is what makes the difference. It's all about your attitude and your perspective. There's always another way to look at things. There's always another way to respond to a situation. And sometimes we just have to adjust our expectations. The only thing that is constant in this life is change. Life is constantly changing around us, and we have to decide not to get stuck in the expectation that all things will remain the same, even though that's not the way we want it. We have to be willing to adjust to those circumstances that we have no control over, to accept what is, to go with the flow, to be teachable and flexible, depending on the situation, and to learn from our experiences." I love this quote from Steve Maraboli. "Incredible change happens in life when you decide to take control over what you have power over instead of craving control over what you don't have power over. Acknowledging and accepting your truth isn't always easy, but no one said that it was supposed to be. And I believe that you'll find a sense of balance and peace in this process. It's okay that you don't like change, and it's okay to say that, but you still have to find healthy ways to cope with the reality of life's changes." Remember, a classic quote from Chuck Swindoll states, "Life is 10% what happens to you, and 90% how you react to it." Think about it. How are you going to choose to react? Every day, you have the chance to embrace a new attitude, a new perspective, new hope for the present and the future. Be encouraged. Don't give up. Accept what is and change what you have the power to change. I'm Bev Benskin, your life coach with Morning Talk, helping you to live and to grieve well.
Quick to point a finger, we judge things from our point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a folly where we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other different? It'd probably change everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24, 3, 6, 5, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus.
Everybody needs a savior, even the ones who think they don't. We got stuff we hide deep down inside. There's so much that we don't show. Yeah, it's just the wonder world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the beauty of redemption? It changes everything.
beggar to the rich man, from the prison to the preacher. Oh, all I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is we
all need Jesus.
Every man and every woman, every city, every nation. Of our lives, 24, 3, 6, 5, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Don't we all need Jesus?
Jesus, everybody in the world need Jesus, need Jesus, need Jesus, everybody in the world need Jesus.
It's now 17 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Danny Gokey and Corin Hawthorne with We All Need Jesus. Our song of the day is coming up shortly. It features a senior pastor from Chicago, Illinois, whose song is getting downloads galore. I'm talking about Pastor Mark Crowder of By God Family Worship Center in Chicago, Illinois, and the song Anything Can Happen. Stay tuned for that. But right now, here's Anthony Hamilton, Something About the Name Jesus on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Think I'm crazy, but said I can't explain it. No, no, all the power that I feel when I call your name.
When I call your name,
said it's just like fire,
fire
shed up in my bones.
Yes, it is.
Yes, the Holy Ghost is moving, yeah, and it just won't leave me alone. No matter what you might be going through, you do, 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 do.
It's a Monday morning,
and another long week I have to face. So many problems I have to solve, so much going on. It seems like there is never enough money to do all the things that I have to do. I sit down and I wonder how I'm gonna make it. What am I gonna do?
Look to the hills from which comes my help. All of my help coming from the Lord. It's gonna get better for me. It's gonna get better for me. Look to the hills and be blessed. And be blessed.
I feel a sharp pain in my body. What is it now? I've got to go down to see my doctor. Got to see what's going on. I can't afford to get sick. It's not the right time. Oh, please, not now long. I've got so many depending on. I'm gonna look to the hills.
Good.
Let's go.
This is
MF.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents our Song of the Day.
Of your power, we want more than stories. We're declaring and believing for it now. We'll prepare the atmosphere so you can be welcome here. Can happen the moment that you walk in. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Anything can happen the moment that you walk into this room. Lifted hands. For a brand new demonstration, we want more than stories. We're declaring and believing for it. We'll prepare so you can be. Oh, come here.
happen. Anything can happen. The moment that you walk in, anything can happen.
Right now it's 8:34, 26 minutes to the end of this episode of Mind, Soul, and Spirit. And that was the song of the day, Mark Crowder out of Chicago, Illinois, with Anything Can Happen. On behalf of the entire crew here at Mind, Soul, and Spirit, we want to again thank each and every pledger, every donor, every sower into CKUT who planted a financial seed that allows this station, this show, to grow and share the gospel in song and word. Your donation is devotion in action, and we appreciate each and every one of you for answering the bell on time. In the tune of over $3,000 here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, for those who have yet to donate or would still like an opportunity to donate, log on to ckut.ca, click on the donate button, and go ahead and follow through on what you would like to do. Or you could simply send an e-transfer to admin@ckut.ca. That's admin@ckut.ca. It's now 8:35, 25 minutes to 9 with Brother Chris and Sister Jen. Jen, what you got?
Well, I have got some announcements courtesy of our absent hostess, co-hostess. So Keep Your Distance, hosted by Kev on Stage, who's a Christian comedian that we've mentioned more than once on the show. So he's having a socially distanced comedy show on the 16th. So in just, what day would that be? Thursday? No? Christopher, you're not going to help me on the calendar thing?
What day?
The 16th.
16th. Friday.
So, yes. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern, Kev on Stage is going to be joined by CP, Black Ron, Roxy Hayes, Rome Green, Vincent Bryan, Kelly Kells, Carissa Cropper, and Jasmine W., all for a socially distanced and, I believe, Christian-appropriate or clean comedy show. Also, taking place today, Holy Women in Red with guest speaker Marissa Farrow is taking place at 11:30. This is all happening at Bishop J. Drew Shear's church. And if you don't know who that is, then that is the husband of Madame Karen Clark Shear. For information on that, it is going to be a Facebook Live. I really couldn't tell you because there is no further information, but if you type Holy Women in Red and Marissa Farrow, you should be able to find that information.
Okay. And for those still in the dark, Mind, Soul, and Spirit has been producing weekly shows remotely since March of 2020 due to the pandemic. Before COVID, we did the spontaneous drop-ins by our fans, local artists, event planners, etc. Now it's just the crew doing our thing from an undisclosed location. We're hoping to return to CKUT this year, 2021. But until then, if you have a song request, an announcement, just want to say hello to the crew, send your email to info@mindsoulandspirit.com. That's info@mindsoulandspirit.com. Now back to the music and a few announcements shortly, but first here's Cobby Manti, Joe Metal with Thank You on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you for your love.
Oh yeah, what tomorrow, what tomorrow?
Highly spiritual.
One by one, yeah. Two by two, sir,
yeah.
I am counting my blessings,
oh, yeah.
Yes, I made it,
yeah.
And I know say bononi. Lord, it's just by your grace, yeah. Not by might,
yeah.
Not by power,
yeah.
By your your mercy so God. Draw luck back by, I know say bononi, Lord, it's just by your grace. Forever thank you, Lord.
So yet I see ne. Ooh, I want to know at the mark. Now my call your pain. Oh,
I
want to know at the mark. Now my answer yet to me to be. Ooh, I want to know at the mark. Now my dear say. Forever thank you.
From the blood, will we dot carve and pray for open doors? Tell me if there's room for Jesus in the ghetto. Tell me if there's room for Jesus in the ghetto. Tell me if there's room in the ghetto. Tell me if there's room in the ghetto.
Jesus wasn't born in the suburbs. His pictures were altered, but it gets more awkward. Imagine living with the fact your daddy ain't your father. And gentrification got you living somewhere hotter. Mama look like you know. Daddy considered him broke. Carpenter wages are low. Used to seeing blood in his oak. His gang are all chose, but they got to face the foes. If he showed them he was God, man, they wouldn't come close.
No, no, my prayer ain't yours. I come from the block, but we dodge cops and pray for open doors. Oh, tell me, is there room for Jesus,
Jesus
in the ghetto?
In the
tell
ghetto.
Me, is there room for Jesus,
Jesus
in the ghetto?
In the
tell
ghetto.
Me, is there room
in the ghetto. Ghetto?
Tell me, is there room in the ghetto?
Ghetto?
Oh, I need to know if there's room. Room in the ghetto. Room in the ghetto.
To the Baptist, I need to know if there's a place for me somewhere in the ghetto.
When he gets back to Nazareth, he's Jesus from Egypt. Can't tell that boy nothing. He talked back to the teachers. He turned up with the fam. He turned order to wine. He turned over tables, super turnt, telling me why. Why the man been on his back, no cap since a newborn. He just trying to save his homies. Groupon. If they give their life for a homie, that's a true one. If he come back to life for a homie, that's a true bond.
No. My prayers aren't you.
Now you taking my part now. I'm from the block where we dodge cops and pray for open doors. Oh, tell Jesus, God's room.
Tell me,
God's room.
Jesus.
Yeah.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Anthony Hamilton.
Jesus in the ghetto.
Shirley Baptist.
Ghetto.
So many people losing faith right now.
Church people
in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
All right, all right. It's now 8:45, 15 minutes to go here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM, Sir the Baptist, featuring Anthony Hamilton, Jesus in the Ghetto. Thanks for tuning in to yet another episode of Mind, Soul, and Spirit. And, of course, your Sunday service on the FM dial. And for those not in the know, as Jennifer mentioned earlier, remember that Quebec is on lockdown once again starting today. Curfew kicks off this evening at 8 p.m. Adjust your schedules. No longer 9:30, but 8 p.m. Everybody's got to be indoors, so be sure to get your vitamin D in the sunshine. See your fam and friends. Stock up on cup...
cakes?
Food in your cupboards. And call it a day before 8 p.m. Here's... well, we got music coming up shortly by Tasha Cobbs, but first...
Big, bold, and beautiful experience featuring Kiara Sheard. She seems to be a topic of conversation for us today. She started yesterday with her conference, which was $75 US to attend. I wonder how much it would be if you wanted to just attend the virtual concert, which... will feature, oh my gosh, she's married now. She changed her name. Kiara Sheard Kelly and Chandler Moore. You can actually register at IamKiaraSheard.com with Kiara Sheard Kelly. Yes, you go, girl. All right. I believe that is all in terms of those announcements. Now, we do have to announce the passing of somebody in the Black community. Are we going to talk about that right now? Okay, we will talk about it after. So for now, let's go back into some music with another big, bold, and beautiful sister, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, also hyphenated, with In Spite of Me.
Every teeth, I don't dot every eye. Got more flaws than a little, and I'm
messed up a thousand times. I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick. And then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down. But beyond my mistakes, found in your grace, is this one thing will never change. You still love me in spite of me. You still chose me. How can it be? Ever is gone, ever is long. You see it all, you see it all. You still love me, oh, in spite of me.
Stubborn at heart, I'm quick to put up a guard. I do it all by myself, I won't ask for help. And sometimes my mother's smart and be insecure. Counting other people's blessings and never stop to notice what I got. Yeah. Some days I'm better than others. I can be up and I'm down. But beyond my mistakes, found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me, inside of me.
You still chose me.
You still chose me.
How can it be?
How can it be?
Every scar,
every scar, every flaw. You see it all.
You see it all.
You still love me, love me.
You still love me.
You still love me.
Inside of me.
Songs. See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Come on. Let me see what y'all got. Listen. I'm a soldier. Yeah.
with just 6 minutes left to go. You heard Smokey Norfolk and Myron Butler in the Sunday morning medley. We would be remiss this morning if we did not talk about the passing of DMX. Although most know him for his very, very gruff voice and his rapping style and the fact that he was incarcerated, he was a Christian and stated that he read his Bible every single day while in prison. DMX stated that he had a purpose for being here, in the prison. He said, "I came here to meet somebody. Don't know who it is, but I'll know it when I see it. And I came here to give him a message, and that message is that Jesus loves them." DMX was a transitional deacon in the Christian church and aspired to become ordained as a pastor, stating that he had received his call in 2012. He unfortunately passed this week. Also want to wish happy birthday to Sasa Mitchell and her daughter Melissa Kane, Tanisha Mapp also. I don't know if that's Tanisha Mapp or Tanisha Sapp. Who? No? We don't know? All right. Also want to say happy birthday to Curtis Weeks and Andy Jacques. And Sasa, just want you to know that your painting is indeed hanging in my living room. I need about two or three more of those. All right. And also our prayers, once again, do go out to the Clark family as they are together exercising their faith. Christopher, did you have any last words? Christopher has no last words, and so we tell you we are here every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9. You can log on to ckut.ca or on your TuneIn app. We leave with music out of Toronto with another Kiara Patrice with The Promise. Montreal, we do love you. Be blessed.
Yes, it's that
time.
To sit back, relax, and listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca in times of the pandemic.
Como es habitual, esta mañana les presentaremos una mirada y comentario de las actividades culturales de Montreal con nuestras recomendaciones a cargo de Daniel Lara. También tendremos el resumen